Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. We have been talking about this Mayo's race for a while, and I constantly remind folks, pay close attention to what's being said. Gain a better understanding of where we find ourselves with this current administration and where we hope to go. And our next guest, Clancy Dubose, knows this better than most. He's a political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst, joins us. Clancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Noel.
First, let me say congratulations to you, a recent newlywed in your family. Those are always fond moments and a passage of time and a great experience.
Thank you. It really was. I've never been so overjoyed and never felt so old all at once.
It's so true in many ways, but I mean, it's just great to watch your kids moving through life, right?
It really is. It really is. It was a beautiful wedding. We adore our new daughter-in-law and her family and great folks, and everybody had a really, really wonderful time.
Awesome. So let's pivot to this mayor's race. I said today I did a monologue on this situation with the collection of the ad valorem taxes on behalf of the school board. And over the last 10 days, I've almost found myself doing a monologue on the inconsistencies, the frailties, the ineffectiveness of this city administration. And there are days that I feel like I'm ganging up, but I mean, it just keeps coming, you know, with one story after the next. You read them, you know, some of them are in Gambit and obviously NOLA.com. It just doesn't end, which I think really complicates this mayor's race in some respect.
It does, but it also, in some ways, it may bring it into sharper focus, because what we're seeing is something you've talked about and I've talked about since Hurricane Ida, you know. And you predicted very accurately right after, actually before, the current mayor was reelected, but in the wake of Ida, when the dysfunction really started to show itself with, you know, trash collections, the lack of trash collections, and, you know, everything from streetlights to stoplights and streets in general and drainage, you predicted that the mayor's popularity would begin to nosedive shortly after her re-inauguration, and you timed it almost to the minute, you know. So and I remember being on your show when you said that. I said, yeah, it'll happen then or soon thereafter, and it did. And there's, you know, like critics of the current president say, there is no bottom. There seems to be no bottom to, or no limit to, the dysfunction here. It's disheartening, but it crystallizes or sharpens the focus But what I think people should be looking for in the next mayor is someone who can make the city functional again. And not just minimally functional, but highly functional. And I think that trumps everything else because it covers everything. It's what people, it's the reason city government or government itself exists. You know, it's to provide for the common good. And they're not providing for the common good. You know, it's just that simple. Yeah. You know, we went from 2 days a week trash collection 5 years ago to 1 day a week now. And they're arguing over whether to keep the current highly functioning interim collection company in the French Quarter and shift to a company that's going to cost, I don't know, 30-40% more, you know, and, you know, claims to have a lot of experience, but he's subcontracting it to someone else, you know. So, right, isn't it Rich's disposal who's going to actually do the collection if the mayor's chosen company gets it? So, you know, that doesn't seem like a high level of functionality to me. And that's just trash. And then you mentioned the school board collection. I mean, what is the deal with, you know, it's set out in the law. You and I are both lawyers. I don't think either one of us gets into the courtroom very much these days, but we know the law. And it's, thankfully. We got enough stress in our lives, right? You know, it's not like it's vague or inconsistent. You know, it's black and white, black letter law. You know, the city collects it, it's supposed to remit it to the school board. And it's, you know, school board has got a lock on the legal side of it. And the council agrees, and yet the mayor doesn't seem, or the administration through the mayor doesn't seem to want to follow it, you know, and that's just one more thing.
The list goes on and on, you know.
Let's sharpen it to what we're going to look for in a mayor. If we're going to talk about the mayor's race,
yes.
And I'm not going to give an opinion, but voters ought to be, like you said, pay attention to what they say, but also pay attention to what they do and what they have done or have not done, you know, in their careers. You know, what's their record when it comes to making things better, or running things? And, you know, that's what they need to look for. Somebody who knows what the job is, knows what to do, and knows how to do it. That's what we need.
Not a lot of top level candidates in the race, and yet early onset, not long after qualifying, in a very short period of time, one of the candidates drops out and endorses the other. That was a little unexpected.
That did not surprise me.
I was a little surprised.
I didn't say it publicly because I wasn't trying to throw a wet rag over Arthur Hunter, but I talked to a number of people, you know, political folks, sources, people on background, and I said, I don't see any way that Arthur Hunter stays in the race because if you look at what the polls were before Duplessis decided not to run, he was 10 points or almost 10 points ahead of Hunter at that time, back in last October, November, up until the time he dropped out. He was in the lower mid-teens, like, you know, 13-14%, and Hunter was at 5, you know. So, when Duplessis decided not to run, that's when Hunter moved up to about 9. I think there was one poll that had him in double digits, but all the others had him basically going from 3 or 4 up to 5 and 6 and then up to 9. In Ron Fauché's poll, but that's as high as he got. And then as soon as Duplessis announced he was going to run, he immediately jumped up to 14 or 16, 2 points behind Oliver Thomas, and Hunter dropped back down into the lower middle single digits. So there was no room. And Duplessis and Hunter basically had the same message. They offered the same strength. They had different experience levels, but they were going after the same votes, and it just made sense for Hunter as a candidate, you know, to spare his supporters and his family, you know, because it didn't look like he was going to catch fire. So one might ask of
Royce Duplessis then, conversation about a job, promise for a job. Is he going to be in your new administration? That would be an interesting
Yeah, I think he might be, but I don't. I'll put it this way. I know that Hunter was counseled, and you know, Hunter's been a judge. He knows what the law is. Right. But we all, you and I both also realists. Sometimes people, you know, have a wink and a nod and a smile, as Earl Long would say. But I don't know that. I think they talked about policies and goals and such, and rather than jobs. And I don't think that was part of it. I don't think Hunter had anywhere else to go. And if he was going to make an endorsement, there was only one candidate he could go with. And it wasn't because of a job. It was because of, you know, political alignment in terms of what they view of the city, their views of the city and their views of about where the city needs to go and how to get there. They were just, you know, two different generations, but they were basically, you know, they were in the same lane, I guess is the best way to put it. There was nobody else in his lane. Although philosophically, he's very, they're not that unaligned. Neither Duplessis nor Hunter is far apart politically in terms of political philosophy, in terms of being sort of a progressive type Democrat. They're not that different from Helena Moreno, but you know, Moreno was on the council, and the whole point of somebody like Duplessis or Hunter running is they wanted to present an alternative to both Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno, who are both current council members.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Helena's been polling around 47%. Does this cause a situation for these other candidates to elongate this race or shorten it? It would seem to me you'd start to see some fireworks long before Labor Day.
Yeah, there's not much time left. It's less than 2 months away, the primary election on October 11th. So, and what we are now, what, August 13th? So it's basically 14th. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I was reading emails, and I was on yesterday's email. That's what got me. Sorry about that. Yeah, so, you know, we're basically, what, 8 weeks from Election Day. So that's not a lot of time. And people are going to start making up their minds. And there are polls that are in the field right now or maybe have just completed that we will hear about that were taken after Hunter's decision. And it'll be interesting to see because when Duplessis announced he was getting in, and this is a lead up to your question about fireworks, but let me answer that question first. I think there's already some fireworks brewing, but it's going to be interesting to see what the next round of polls show, because when Duplessis announced he was getting back into the race, there were two things to look for. You know, where did he shape up in the polls? He came in at 2 points behind Oliver Thomas. He did not take, in Fauché's polling, he did not take any votes or at least numerically, in terms of percentage of the vote. Moreno polled at exactly where she was, I think 46 or 47% where she polled before Duplessis got back in the race. But Hunter went down and Oliver Thomas went down. So Duplessis took votes away from both of those candidates, and he picked up a few points from undecideds. But he didn't take anything away from Moreno. Now that Hunter is out, it'll be interesting to see where Duplessis is vis-a-vis Oliver Thomas. And a lot of people, myself included, would not be surprised. I don't make predictions, but I would not be at all surprised if he's ahead of Oliver Thomas already in the polling, and possibly ahead by a margin that exceeds the margin of error. We'll see. We'll know soon enough in the next week or so. And then the other thing we want to look for is, did he take any votes away from Moreno, or is she still at 46, 47%? Because if she is, she's still in a position to win it in the primary, because of the decided vote, she's somewhere around 56 to 58% of the vote that has made a choice. And that's above where Jeff Landry was in the primary when he ran for governor, and he won in the primary. I'm not predicting any of this. I'm just saying that's where it looks right now. And that gets back to your question about fireworks. The only way they're going to change that, I don't know that they can elongate it, because time is a definite thing. You know, we got, 60-plus days left in this campaign, and, you know, every day that passes favors Moreno, means that Duplessis.
I just would have expected someone
really
to go negative by now.
Well, I think you're going to see something in the next week or so.
Yeah, because if you wait till after Labor Day, it's better than I do.
It's a real sprint then. Yeah, I mean, and then there's the money factor, you know, because you got to get your message out, and it's going to be real tough. And then it's a question of how negative do you get? Because if you go negative, if it gets ugly and you lose, then you get tainted with being that kind of candidate, you know. So it's something that, you know, every candidate has to weigh. But Helena, Moreno has to weigh, how does she respond? Can she anticipate what the attacks are going to be, and how well will she respond? Which is why we run campaigns, right? You know.
Well, as ideologically as you said, they're kind of on parity with one another, right? I wonder what impact. I mean, the most obvious get down in the dirt that you could do is to make this about race. I mean,
that's one way. Yeah, that would be the ugliest way to do it.
Right.
The thing is
when you have this parity ideologically, how much of an impact does that really have?
If it gets to race, you mean?
When it goes to race, usually there's just other significant distinctions, right, between two candidates.
Yeah. Well, there's race. If the people who are susceptible to racial voting are probably already doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the white people who are supporting Duplessis.
Yeah, she wouldn't be at 47.
Don't know that he's black. And it's not like black voters who are supporting Moreno don't know that she's white. You know, so the people who vote on from a parallax or from the perspective of race, they're already in whatever camp they're going to be in. Now, I'm not saying it won't work, because it's an emotional appeal. And there are some ways that it will have some impact, but there's also pushback on that. And, you look at the cities, especially cities in the South, that have done well, and most of them have frankly done better than New Orleans in the last 50 years. They don't have these racial campaigns. They've gotten past that. I'm not saying that they've got that there's no racism in those cities. I'm just saying their politics tends to be doesn't get down to that. You know, it doesn't get
down
to that.
That's not an issue that moves them one way or the other.
Or a factor. Yeah, right. It's not a factor that moves them that much. The people who are going to vote based on race, they make up their minds early, and that's what they do, and they don't move. But I think the other obvious level of attack, and it's already, I think, sort of taken shape. You see it, you might see it, well, I think there has seen it in some of the debates, is Duplessis, at least, and this is a clean hit, you know. You got two other candidates in the race have both been part of the problem. That's the way he would phrase it. You know, they've been there.
Right.
What have they done to change it? On their watch, as council members, we have this level of dysfunction in the city. And that's a clean, legitimate criticism. And I think that's one of the things you'll hear. And I think the answers would be...
They've definitely stepped out of their traditional role of being a legislator.
Yeah, you know. To try to deal with it, yeah, that, which is a defense. And, does that work? I don't know. But typically in politics, as you know, the best defense is a good counterpunch. And the counterpunch would be, Well, what have you done? Look at the level of education in the state. What have you fixed as a legislator? You know, how much experience do you have at running anything? You know, this is what I'm not trying to hit, right? These things are the obvious attacks.
No, these are the obvious
that we're going to see, you know. And
that's why, you know, I rather, and I know you do too, focus on the issues. I mean, fundamentally, what we have is a governance issue here, a management issue here.
Yep.
We're missing the mark on so many different fronts. We've hired people that were way in over their head. We should have recognized that. City government is a very complex organization. You've written about this for 30 years. I mean, it's not 50.
It seems like
I was trying to be kind. I was trying to be kind.
No, I started when I was 12. Come on.
You know, and you got to be articulate. You got to be on your game. You got to be able to instill confidence. And a lot of that is the manner in which you present yourself, how you present on issues, and your willingness to give in when you need to give in, contrary to what may be your own best self-interest, because you are the center of no universe, right?
Right. And to me, the mark of a really good politician, and when I say politician, I don't mean just somebody who's campaigning, but someone who's governing, someone who's, I should say, leader. The mark of a good leader is to recognize and admit when you're wrong. Because, you know, that's one of the things that voters really don't like about politicians is that so few of them ever admit to being wrong. And when someone admits that they're wrong, when everybody knows they're wrong, it lowers the temperature, it takes away the attack, and it allows you to move on, and voters respect you more, you know?
No doubt. We've seen that happen over and over and over again.
You know, they just don't want to admit that they made a mistake. Man, just admit you made a mistake, say you're sorry, and move on and fix it. And say, I'm going to work with my critics. Let's get this done. Come on. We all make mistakes. And every voter knows that we're all human. And voters are very forgiving. But you got to let them, you got to tell them that you know you made a mistake and you're sorry. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody
got to give them a reason to forgive you for.
Yeah, that's right. You got to give them the opening, give them the chance,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely. You and I will hopefully you'll join me again as this race begins to mature. And I think that's going to, as you pointed out, it's going to be happening big time in the next couple of weeks. And we'll talk more about this. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I look forward to that, Noel. Thank you so much.
And welcome back to the boggy, hot weather of the Deep South.
Oh, yeah. Take care, my friend.
All right, take care. Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL, Louisiana political analyst. We'll be right back. And when we do, we're going to visit with Dr. Kathy Johnson, UNO president. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.